Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Rosh Hashanah Daf Zayin. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara Marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins two lines from the top, the second line from the top of Daf Zayin. Before we begin the shiur, we glance at the side where we have a nosei, a topic heading, where we've written HaGemara Meviyah Braisa Im Oid Arbo'o Roshe Shonim Shebetchilas Nisan. Our Gemara will bring a Tanaic source which mentions an additional 4 new years or beginning of years that we did not see in our Mishnah and yet are accounted for in a Tanaic source over here. So we begin. Tanu Rabbanan, Be'echa B'nisan, Rosh Hashanah L'chadoshim, U'le'iburin, U'le'trumas Shkolim, V'yesh Oimrim, Af L'schirus Botim. The first of Nisan is considered the beginning of the year with regard to months. Rashi points out that means L'minyan Chodshe Hashanah. When counting months, you start with Nisan. This is a point that we've mentioned several times already since the beginning of the Masechta. So the Aleph Nisan, the first of Nisan, represents the beginning of the counting of months. So that when we count months, we count from Nisan, and we say Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, Shvat, Adar. And this is worth emphasizing in light of the commonly accepted idea that Rosh Hashanah, that we celebrate as a holiday and we call it the New Year, is the first of Tishrei. What we have mentioned now in terms of months, when counting months, the first month in the series of months is called Nisan. The next point was Ule'iburin. Now, here we're going to learn Rashi together. He says Ule'iburin. Kosalka Daitoch, the initial thinking right now is Leshev based in Ulaayin Im Hashona Habot Srichalis Aber. Now that would mean that the thought right now, this is subject to change later in the Gemara, but you know about the concept of a leap year, a Jewish calendar leap year. That is a phenomenon when we add an entire month, not to be confused with the secular calendar where once every 4 years a day is added to February. In the Jewish calendar, so 7 out of 19 years, and we'll call this a 19-year cycle, are leap years, where we add a full month, and we call the added month's name is Adar. In such a year, we have an Ador Aleph and an Ador Beis. In order to decide that, when the Beis Din, when Sanhedrin was still functioning, the court would gather and calculate, make calculations, and this is featured at the beginning of Masechet Sanhedrin, the court made calculations as to whether or not a year needs to be lengthened, whether a year needs to have an extra month added to it. Now, what we're thinking now, and that's what Rashi points out when he says Kosal Kadaitov, the initial thinking is that the court would sit down to make their calculations at the first of Nisan. That, of course, is going to be changed significantly when we go further into the Gemara. But we read the Rashi, and that's the thinking right now. The third event that's noted on the first of Nisan is Trumas Hashkolim. And that means that korbanos, the public sacrifices that were purchased through funds collected in the Beis HaMikdash, the at the first of Nisan, the recently collected funds would be used. We can call them the new funds. The Machzis HaShekel was a tax that was collected from all of Klal Yisrael during the month of Adar, and those monies were amassed in the temple, in the Beis HaMikdash treasury, and those recently collected, we'll call them the new monies, were now drawn from for purchasing public sacrifices. That started, the drawing of the new funds, the recently collected funds, would start from the first of Nisan. And the fourth event, or fourth point that's noted as a characteristic of the first of Nisan, is related to renting houses. Rashi points out, Hamaskir bayis lechaver of yomer l'shana zu. If a person says, "I'm renting you a house for this year," kol sushnasoi be'echad b'nisan v'afilu lo darboi elochodesh echad. The year ends the first of Nisan. A person says, "I'm renting you this apartment, this flat, this house for this year." So even if the rental took place at the beginning of the month of Adar, 30 days earlier, the year ends at the first of Nisan. So Nisan represents the beginning of a new year with regard to house rentals. The Gemara now asks, L'chadosha minolan, for the counting of months, we said the first of Nisan is the first of the months in the list of months. It represents the beginning of the series of months. So Nisan and the beginning thereof is the first of the months. The Gemara asks, from where do we know that? We should point out as well that in the Torah, in the Chamisha Chumshi Torah, in the five books of Moses, you don't find the months having a name. They're referred to as Chodesh HaRishon, Chodesh HaSheni. The position of the month is the way the Torah refers to the month. What we have to discover or find out is, how do you know that what we call Nisan is in fact the first of the months? Now, structurally, as we look at the Gemara, we're going to see a trapezoid or volcano shape, and under the Mivneh heading, the structural note on the side of the Gemara, there are Zayin Makoros, there are seven sources, the Echad Nisan, the first of Nisan, Echad B'Nisan, have a Rosh Hashanah L'Chadoshim. Klomar. This means to say, the Nisan Hu HaChodesh HaRishon. You'll see two of these trapezoid shapes are in dashed form. They are Makoros Shenidchu BaGemara. These are sources that the Gemara will reject. So as you scan ahead on the Omid, you can see, looking down the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text, we've also numbered along the way the different sources. Sources, of course, will be in the form of psukim. We continue now in the Gemara. Dichtiv. Do note, by the way, that this first approach is we call this a long answer. Dichtiv. Ha-chodesh hazeh lochem rosh chodoshim, rishon hu lochem lochotshi hashana. The pasuk actually is quoted here. It takes a number of lines of Gemara. It mentions that this month, it doesn't say which one, it doesn't give it a name, it just says this month is the first of months, and it is the first in the counting of months, the months of the year. Dabru el kol adas Yisrael lemor, proclaim or speak to the nation of Israel and tell them, Be'ezer l'chodesh hazeh v'ikhu lohem ish se lebeis ovoy se lebayis. We should have pointed out that this pasuk is talking about the Korban Pesach, and it's telling us that at the 10th of the month, everyone should acquire a sheep per household, seh lebayis, v'hoyo lochem l'mishmeres arabo suyon l'chidesh hazeh, v'shachatu also v'chulei. And after acquiring it on the 10th, you keep it under your guard for 4 days until the 14th of the month. And on the 14th of that month, which is called the first of the months, it is to be slaughtered. Uksiv, Shmor es Chodesh Ha'aviv. And it says regarding Pesach matters. It says keep the Chodesh Aviv, the Chodesh of Aviv. Now the word Aviv in common parlance is referring to spring. However, it has a more technical definition, and it has to do with crop, with grain development. So the pasuk, the psukim, we see as follows. We see that Pesach is associated with something called Aviv. And we know that the Korban Pesach, that Pesach is associated with the first month. So we have information that is that's of significance to us. The first month is associated with Aviv, a certain level of grain development. So the Gemara goes on to say, Ezu chodesh yesh bo aviv, which month has the grains developed to the point that they could be referred to as aviv? Now, maybe not to hold anyone in suspense, we look at the Rashi. We have a dashed underline phrase in the Rashi just across from here in the Gemara. And let's read those words. Shehatvua b'chira boi lios mivusheles. B'chira is most likely associated with the word b'chor. It has to do with the first grains. The first grains are now mivusheles, means ripe. B'gemar b'shula, they're completely ripe. So when is it that the, we'll call it the first grains, or the basic grain growth, the grains are ripe. Which month has that phenomenon? Heve Omer ze Nisan. Oh, so this is now what we were looking for. Nisan is the month that we can describe it as Aviv. The Kori Lay Rishon, and that same month is referred to as the first. The Gemara asks, the Amor Iyar, maybe that month, the first month, is Iyar. Iyar is the month that follows Nisan, and Iyar is the first month. The Gemara says that is not a candidate. Bo'ino Aviv Valeka. The Aviv phenomenon is not present in Iyar. Question, V'emo Ador? Maybe the Aviv phenomenon is relevant to Ador. And Rashi says, V'emo Ador de'ika zara charfo hamis bacher me'ador. There is rapid growing. Charfo is something that appears early. Early developing grains that are ready from the month of Adar. So Adar could be called Aviv. The Gemara responds, Bo'ino Roiv Aviv Valeka. We require, in order for something to be called Aviv, the majority of the grains are ready. The Gemara challenges, Midi Rov Aviv Ksiv. The Pasuk doesn't indicate that it has to be the majority of the grains have reached the Aviv level of development. So let us reinstate Adar as maybe the Chodesh HaAviv, making Adar the first of the months. So we see that this approach has not been effective. If we're trying to establish, to justify the Mishnah that says Nisan is the first of the months, if you're going to base it on this analysis of Aviv being the sign of Nisan, that you can see is not effective because of this question of Ador also has Oviv as a characteristic. Elo Omar Rav Chisda Mehocha. So Rav Chisda comes up with his approach. How do we establish that Nisan is the first month? Before we go on, just some additional markings that we didn't mention before. You notice how we've dashed underlined the word V'emo. We have V'emo Iyar, V'emo Adar. The same structure is going to be characteristic of this number two approach. If you skim down a few lines, you'll see how the Gemara will give two alternative months to what we're going to say now. And similarly, we dot underline Midi Rov Oviv Ksiv. We're going to do the same thing at the end of the number two approach with regard to what he is going to say. What we try to do in Gemara markings oftentimes is to show the balance, the consistency, the symmetry in Gemara structure. And as a result, by the way, of these two, we'll call dot underline questions, we end up going on to the third approach. And that's why we indicated before that approaches one and two, we have this dashed volcano marking that introduces them. So now we continue. Elo Omar Rav Chisda Mehocha, from the following. Ach b'chamisha asor yoim l'chidish hashvi b'ospechem estvuas ha'oretz. The pasuk is marking the holiday of Sukkis. It says on the 15th of the 7th month, the month in which you are gathering in your grains, the ingathering of grains, the grain harvest. Harvest in the sense of ingathering the harvest, because technically speaking, the grains are cut from the ground much earlier, several months earlier, but this is the ingathering. Ezo chodesh yesh bo asifa. Which month has ingathering of grains? Hevi omer, zeh Tishrei. Everyone knows that that's Tishrei. V'kokori lei shvi. It is referred to as seventh. So we know that there's a series of months. So Tishrei being seventh, go back in your counting, and you'll find that the first will turn out to be Nisan. Okay, isn't that what we were looking for? To establish that Nisan is the first, by virtue of the fact that Tishrei is called the seventh, Nisan is the first. Question, V'emo Mar Cheshvan, maybe the seventh month is the month of Cheshvan, or sometimes referred to as Mar Cheshvan. Umay Shvi'i, and if that be the case, so what will be the first month be? Shvi'i, or Mar Cheshvan is the seventh month with regard to Iyar making. If you count 7 months back from Cheshvan, you'll find number one would be Iyar. The Gemara says, well, Iyar is not in the running because Bo'ina Osif Valeka. In order for Mar Cheshvan to be seven, it would have to be a month of Osif, of gathering in grains. But Cheshvan is not the time that that takes place. V'emo Elul, maybe the seventh month is Elul. Umay Shvi Shvi Lador, and Elul would be the seventh month from Ador, making Ador the Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara responds. By the way, we should point out that by suggesting Elul, it would imply that Elul is a month in which there is gathering in of grains. So the Gemara says that may be true, but Boino Roiv Asif Valek, in order for a month to be called the month of Asifa, the Ba'ospechem Estvus Oretz, as the Pasuk said, you would have to have the majority of the grains gathered in. And Elul is not characteristic, majority of ingathering does not characterize Elul. The Gemara says, so what? Midi Rov Asif Ksiv? Does the Pasuk indicate that the majority of the grains are gathered in at that time? Well, so then Elul does become a candidate, and if that's the case, then the first month would be Adar, and our Mishnah doesn't teach that. So what's the source for our Mishnah, or our Tanaic source above, that said that Echad B'Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Chadoshim? Elo Omar Ravina, Davar Ze Mitoras Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Lamadnu, Midivrei Kabbalah Lamadnu. This point of information we don't see in the five books of Moses, in the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, but the Divrei Kabbalah in this context is a reference to the to that which follows the Torah, and hence we will refer to information we see in the Nevi'im and in the Ksuvim in Nevi'im, and we'll see some quotes later from Esther. But in the meantime, we have a quote from the Novi Zechariah in the Treasar. And Ravino tells us, "Midivrei Kabbalah lamanu biyoyim esrim varbo liashte osor chodesh hu chodesh shevat." This pasuk talks about ashte osor is the 11th month, and it says explicitly the 11th month is shvat. So when you count back from shvat 11 months, you'll find that the first month is Nisan. And that is a proof that doesn't come under any objection, as we see in the Gemara. We don't see the Gemara objecting to that or raising any questions. Hence, we call this number 3 and used a regular, solid volcano shape. Number 4, Rabba Bar Ula Omar Mehocha. From the following pasuk, we will discover Nisan is the first month. It says, Vatilokach Esther El Hamelech HaChashverosh El Beis Malchuso B'Chodesh Ho'asiri Hu Chodesh Teves. The pasuk describes Esther being taken to the king Ahasuerus on the 10th month, whose name is Teves. Once again, count back 10 months from Teves, you'll find that number 1 is Nisan. Rav Kahana, Omar Mehocha. From this pasuk we can see, Barbo l'chodesh hachi b'kislev. It says, chodesh hachi, that is, the 9th month is Kislev. If Kislev is called the 9th month, Nisan is the first. Rav Acha bar Yankiv Omar Mehocha. Vayikru Sofrei Hamelech Bo'esai B'chodesh Hashlishi Hu Chodesh Sivan. Here you have the pasuk declaring Sivan to be Chodesh Hashlishi, the 3rd month. So if Sivan is the 3rd month, Nisan, just count back from Sivan. You find Sivan, back one you have is Iyar, and before that, Nisan. Rav Ashi Omar Mehocha, a pasuk from Esther. Hipil Pur Hu HaGorol Lefnei Haman Miyoyim Liyoyim Umechidish Lechidish Shneimosar Hu Chidish Adar. So the this pasuk describes the drawing of lots in order to enable Haman to fulfill his scheme, and it says that the 12th month is Adar. And if you prefer, we have this source. It says, "B'chodesh harishon hu chodesh Nisan." This pasuk happens to be quite explicit that the first month is Nisan. It's a pasuk in Esther. In fact, it's so clear the Gemara wants to know, "V'kulu my time alo amri mehai." Why didn't all the others suggest this pasuk as the source, that Nisan is the first month? The Gemara answers, Dilmo my Rishon. It might be that what does the word Rishon in the pasuk mean? Rishon lemilsei. It's the first month with regard to Haman's scheming, but it's not necessarily testimony that the first month of the Jewish calendar is the month of Nisan. So it means first, but first with regard to Haman's scheming. V'tana didan. Now here we have a new marking, and on the side of the Gemara, this double underline is featured under the Mivneh, the V'tana didan expression. B'chol echad midugmois shorosh Hashanah b'echa b'Nisan shehuzkeru li'el. Berosh Ha'amud, regarding each one of the examples of Rosh Hashanah that were mentioned at the beginning of this daf of Gemara, a Gemara Tishal, the Gemara will ask, Lama Tana Didon B'tchila Samasechta Lo Hizkir Oysam? Why didn't our Tana of the first Mishnah, the opening of our Masechta, not mention these Rosh Hashanahs? We have four examples featured in a Brisa that we opened up today's shiur with that are not mentioned in our Mishnah at the beginning of the Masechta. Well, why not? V'tana didon, b'shonim komairi, b'chadoshim lo komairi. As far as Echad b'Nisan being a Rosh Hashanah, l'chadoshim is not mentioned because our Mishnah was interested in dealing with things that are annual, that are related to years, not related to months. Uleiburin. Bryce had mentioned that Aleph Nisan is the time of, is the beginning of Iburim. So the Gemara asks, Leiburin mi Nisan moninan? Is it mutter to sit down and make calculations regarding year and leap years and extending years? Is that done from the month of Nisan? That's when they would start making the calculations? Absolutely not. For Hatanya, we have a brisa that says Ein ma'abrin hashana lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Calculations are not to be made before Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, here is the conventional Rosh Hashanah, the first of Tishrei. Ve'im ibrua eino muberes. And if they extended the year based on calculations made before Tishrei, it would not take hold legally. It would not be considered an extended year. In other words, if they sit down and make calculations that based on which they would conclude that we have to add a month to the year, well, it wouldn't be accepted. Avol mipnei hadchak ma'abrin oisa acha Rosh Hashanah miyad. If they find themselves under pressure, under a certain level of duress, and they have no other option, so we will accept calculations and conclusions that are made after Rosh Hashanah immediately. V'afapikain ein ma'abrin elo adar. And even so, the only month that is added, when we actually add a month, the month that's added is the month of Adar. We take a look at the Rashi. V'afal pikein ein ma'abrin elo Adar, ein mosifin chodesh al hashana elo Adar. Only Adar is added. Dichtiv, the pasuk indicates this. It says, Shmor es chodesh ha'aviv. This pasuk, by the way, we saw quoted earlier in our Gemara, and we learn from this, Chodesh Hasomuch Le'aviv Aber, the month that is next to Aviv, extended. Shiavo Aviv Bizmano. We'll try to explain this briefly, even though it's a very involved Suki and Masechah Sanhedrin. The we call the lunar calendar, the Jewish months, the months that we consider in our Jewish calendar, are calibrated. The annual lunar cycle is calibrated with solar events. Solar events, what we mean, are the seasons. Seasons we call summer, winter, spring, autumn. These are solar based. So grain development takes place at a certain point in the year. We want to make sure that the grain development and its the grain ripening, as we described before, coincides with the lunar Nisan. If, let us say, first day, they notice that the grains are, that Nisan is approaching, they're in the they're in the latter months, there's Shvat, or maybe beginning of Adar, and they notice that the grains are not going to be ready for quite a long time. It's going to take at least another month till they're ready. So that if they don't make a move, if they don't add a month, what's going to happen is that the Chodesh Nisan will be ushered in, and the grains are still not ready. They're not ripened. That can't be. So in order to push off the onset of Nisan, a month is added. The month of Adar is added. And by that we could call that in common jargon, so they were buying time. So they bought time by adding a month, and then when Nisan eventually comes around, the grains at that point will be ripened. And that's what we just read in the Rashi. That Shmor as Chodesh Aviv, make sure, Shmor is to guard or make sure that the Aviv comes out in its official month, the month that it should be happening, namely in the month of Nisan. And we accomplish that by adding an Adar, if need be. We turn back to the Gemara. The question that we left off with was, how can you say that Aleph Nisan is the beginning time for making calculations regarding adding a month? Absolutely not. The earliest time to sit down, Ma'abrin Es Hashanah, is right after Rosh Hashanah, that comes out in Tishrei, right after Rosh Hashanah. That's the earliest time that calculations can be made. Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, my Iburin. What does Iburin mean when we said above that Aleph Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah Iburin? It means Hafsokas Iburin. Hafsoka is to cut off or to stop. We take a look at Rashi. Hafsoka Siburin, Shekevan Shekitshu es Hachodesh L'Shem Nisan. Once the month of Nisan is sanctified as a new month, Posko Shana She'avra Milos Muberes Oid. At that point, there's no way that the previous year can be lengthened. In other words, no more adding of Adar. She'ein Rashoyen Lasos Nisan Adar. That once Nisan sets in, you can't then re-establish it or re-sanctify it as Adar. You can't rename it. Shekvar nichnaso shona acheres le'inyan ibur. This is considered a new year with regard to anything related to adding a year, making it into a leap year. It's a new year as far as that matter is concerned. And that's what we mean, that Echad B'Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah Le'iburin. It's what we'll call the cutoff point. And it's a new year regarding those matters. The Gemara continues, Disnan, Hein He'idu. Hein is a reference to Rabbi Yeshua and Rav Papias. They testified, we saw them in our previous shiur. They testified, Shema'abrin Hashanah Kol Adar, that the calculations made regarding extending a year can be made all through the month of Adar, till the end of Adar. Shehoyu Omrim, before they testified, it was considered or thought that Ad HaPurim, that extension of years, can be established, calculated, and concluded up till Purim. Purim is in the middle of the month of Adar. So up till Purim, extensions could take place. They came along and said, no, it can take place another 2 weeks until the end of the month. Adar coming out, Purim coming out in the middle of the month. The testimony of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Papias led us to conclude that Ibur can take place up till the end of the month. Now, what the Gemara does in the next couple lines is it deals with these two opinions, what used to be thought till Purim, and what they said till the end of the month. My time of demand Omer Ara Purim. What was the thinking of those that said that Ebor, that extension of year, by adding a month, can be decided up till Purim, but not beyond that. Answer. Why was Purim the focus? Kevon, the Omar Mar, since we know, it's taught, the Sholin Behilchus HaPesach Kodim LePesach Shloshim Yoyim. The laws of Pesach were taught to the public. People would start asking about and getting ready for Pesach. When? 30 days before the holiday of Pesach. Now we know the holiday of Pesach is in the middle of the month of Nisan. It's the 15th of Nisan, a month having 30 days. The middle point is the 15th of the month. That's when Pesach fell out. When did people start getting ready for it? 30 days before. 30 days before just so happens to be Purim. And what would happen if they would extend the month, would make a decision to extend the year? After that point in time, Osi Lezulzule B'chometz. People will come to violate, Lezulzule literally means to belittle, to disparage, but in practical terms, people will come to violate Chometz on Pesach. What do we mean by that? You see, people, once they get started in preparing their Pesach preparations by listening to lectures and learning the laws of Pesach, it becomes fixed in their minds that Pesach will be in 30 days, and there's a countdown that starts in people's minds. If Beis Din would come and extend the year by adding another Adar, in actuality, then from the end of their month of Adar, Pesach would not be in another 2 weeks, but rather another 6 weeks, because a full month is added. But they'll be fixed on what they think. Since they started discussing the laws of Pesach, in their minds, there's no way that Pesach is going to come out any later than 30 days from now, from when they start learning the laws. When in actuality, if Beis Din decides to add the year, what's going to happen is that they're going to be observing Pesach in the middle of the second Adar, when the real Pesach comes out another month later. But at that point, they're not going to be observing Pesach anymore. They're going to think that they already celebrated it. And when the real Pesach comes, they're going to be eating bread sandwiches. Therefore, since we know this is how people's minds work, if you want to extend the year, make sure you've got it done and established and ruled upon prior to Purim. That is the opinion of what they used to think. If we continue in the Gemara, the Idach, the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua and Papias, which opened up the source of Hein Ha'idu three lines ago, they weren't worried about this. Meida Yediya, people know. In other words, we don't have to assume people are so frivolous in their thinking, and they know the Shasa. Shasa is a year. The Shasa Me'abrisa, a leap year, the extension of a year, b'chushbino talio milsa, is dependent upon calculations that have to be made. V'safri, and people will understand that chushbino hu delo solik lu l'rabonon ad ho'idna. When they hear that the year is being extended, and they get that, they hear that information after Purim, they will understand that even though they may have started learning the laws of Pesach, but they at the same time understand that the calculations that need to be made are complicated, and it didn't work out for the Rabbanon until now, until late, until after Purim, and they'll be accepting of the information that the year has been extended, even when they hear that information after Purim. realizing that the cheshbon, the calculations, haven't been, they wasn't weren't finished in their making until ad hoy, until now. Until now meaning until, even if it's till the end of Adar. So when they get the information that the year has been extended, and they get that information at the end of Adar, even though they may have been learning the laws of Pesach for the last 2 weeks, they'll understand that they're going to hold off on their Pesach observance for another month and a half. The Tana Didan, our Tana, doesn't mention Aleph Nisan as being a Rosh Hashanah Li Burin. Why not? Our Tana is interested in commemorating beginnings, not ends. Aleph Nisan represented an end, a cutoff point for year extension matters. And as such, that was not the interest of our Tana, Daf Beis Omed Aleph. Hence, our Mishnah did not record Aleph Nisan as a Rosh Hashanah Liburim, which is recorded here in the Brice at the top of the Omed. Ulatrumas Shkolem. The Brisa mentioned that the date of Aleph Nisan is the time at which we purchase public sacrifices from the newly collected funds. Minolon, how do you know that? How do you know that Aleph Nisan is the new year with regard to let's call sacrificial fiscal matters? Omar Rabbi Yoshia, Omar Kro, Zois, Rabbi Yoshia quotes a pasuk, Zois Oilas Chodesh Bechodshoi, Lechodshei Hashanah. Omra Torah, the Torah says, Chadesh Vahavei Korban Mitrumo Chadosha, which means bring the public sacrifices from the newly collected funds. Trumo Chadosha, the newly collected funds. Where do you see Nisan referred to here? V'gamri shana shana mi Nisan. We have a gzera shava based on which we conclude that the posuk is referring to Nisan. Dechtiv rishon hu lochem lochodshei hashana. The month of Nisan is the first of the months of the year. This was the pasuk we saw at the upper part of the Omid, Shmos Perek Yud Beis. And we've established already that Nisan is the first of the month when it comes to month counting. That was the topic dealt with at the upper half of the Omid. So once we've established that Nisan is the first of the months, when it comes to this pasuk of fiscal matters, you see the word shana there, and you see the word shana over here, rishon hu lochem lechodshei hashana. So we know that the fiscal pasuk is also referring to Nisan. V'ligmar shana shana mitishrei. Why not use a gzeirah shava, a word comparison between the word shana, which would link the carbon fiscal matters to the month of Tishrei, and that would mean it would draw the new funds from the newly collected funds starting with Tishrei. Dichtiv, the pasuk says regarding Tishrei, Meireishis Hashana, and that pasuk is a reference to Tishrei. Without getting into further detail, we will see more about this. This pasuk will be cited later on as well, but from this pasuk we can make a gzera shava, supposedly. The Gemara says, no, I'm not going to learn shana shana from written Rishis Hashana. Donin shana shiesh imo chadashim, mi shana shiesh imo chadashim. I'm going to establish the case of the shkolim. In the shkolim pasuk, namely, Zois Oilas Chodesh Bechodshei Lechodshei Hashana, you'll notice that together with the word Shana, you have the word Chodshei. That's what this phrase means. It's a Shana, a year, the word year, that has together with it the word Chodoshim, months. So where do you have another Pasuk where you have year and months mentioned in the same Pasuk? That is the Pasuk that referred to Nisan. that was the pasuk quoted the line before. May Rishon Hu Lochem L'Chodshei Hashanah. Again, you see the phrase Chodshei Hashanah. So you have greater similarity between the Shkolim pasuk and the Nisan pasuk. The Ein Donin, the Gemara goes on, the Ein Donin Shana Sheishima Chodoshim. And I'm not going to determine the Shkolim pasuk Mishana She'ein Imo Chadashim from the Pasuk of Tishrei that doesn't have Chadashim mentioned in it. It just has the word Shana, Meireshis Hashana, without the word Chadashim. So there's less similarity, hence we're going to go with the Nisan Pasuk to help us establish that the new funds are drawn upon beginning with the month of Nisan. Omar Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel Korbanos Sibur HaBoin Be'echad B'Nisan. Public sacrifices that are brought on the first of Nisan, mitzvah lahavi min hachodosh. It is the proper way to bring or buy those animals from the newly collected funds. The funds that were collected in the month of Adar are called the newly collected funds. V'imhevi min hayoshan yotza ela shechiser mitzvah. If a person uses monies that were collected in the previous year, we'll call the old funds, the korban is okay, even though it's a korban that's shayach, that is part of the new fiscal year, it's okay. However, chiser mitzvah, you're lacking in the proper fulfillment of the mitzvah. Tanya nami hachin, we have a brisa that says this very thing. Korbonos tzibur haboyin bechod b'nisan, mitzvah lahavi min hachadosh, v'imhevi min hayoshan yotza, ela shechiser mitzvah. V'yochid she'esnadev mishaloi, imagine a private person pulls out his own funds, his own personal funds, and he uses them to buy an animal for the public purpose, as a public sacrifice, ksherin. The sacrifice is kosher, bilvad shimsereim l'tzibur, provided that the donor gives it over, transfers it to the community. In other words, he presents it as a donation for the community, and not as if he's offering his own animal in place of the public sacrifice. Pshita, this is obvious that if a private person wants to use his own funds and give them over to the public, it's a kosher korban. Isn't that obvious? Mahu detema. Well, without being taught this explicitly, I would have thought Lechush Shemo, we continue at the top of Amud Beis, Lo Yimsurim Litzibur, Yofa Yofa, that he won't donate the funds with a full heart. It won't be a complete transferal. Komash Malon, so the source tells us you don't have to worry about that. If a person wants to donate personal funds for the purchase of a public sacrifice, we can accept that. V'tana didon. What about our Tana from Daf Beis, the first Mishnah of Masechta? Why didn't he mention this? Kevan dekotani. Since the source that we just read said v'im hevi yotza, that if the old funds were used, the sacrifice is still okay, lo psikole. It's not something that is definitive. It's not a matter of certainty. In other words, to say that korbanos, public sacrifices, must be bought from new funds, and that is established at Aleph Nisan, that from Aleph Nisan the new funds are to be used, that is not definitive. As we just said, if old funds were used, it would also be kosher. Therefore, our Tana didn't want to mention it. Our Tana wants to mention only matters of certainty, things that are definitive. Before we continue, we have a topic heading on the side. The notes say the topic here is Echad B'Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Schirus Batim. It's the considered a new year regarding rentals. Tanu Rabbanan Hamaskir Bayas L'Chavero L'Shana. If a person rents a house to his friend for a year, L'Shana means for a year, how long does the rental last? You'll count 12 months from the day of the rental till that same date next year. The imamar l'shana zu, if the rental terms are, I'm renting you this house for this year, notice the difference between saying for a year versus for saying this year. Afilu lo omar el abechad ba'adar, even if the rental started the 1st of Adar, kevon shigia yoim echad b'nisan, also lo ishana. When the 1st of Nisan arrives, that is the completion of the year. In other words, the year ends at the end of Adar, Nisan being the beginning of a new year. So this year, if that is what's said, it lasts till the end of Adar. Next year, the new year, begins at the beginning of Nisan. The Gemara continues following this last point that even if the rental is for 30 days, it's still considered a legitimate rental. The Gemara will point out that 30 days, however, is the minimum amount of time. V'afilu l'mad yomar yoim echad b'shana choshev shana, even according to the Mad Omar, this is a point that we saw at the very beginning of this Masichta, if you recall, regarding counting years regarding the reign of kings, a king that assumed the monarchy at the last day of the year, when means on the last day of Adar, the next day, Aleph Nisan will be considered the second year of his realm. The opinion that says thusly, that one day is considered a year, over here, however, shiny, here it's different. The lotorach inish lemegar besa lebotzer mitalsin yoimin. A person does not trouble himself. Lemegar is to rent a besa house. Lebotzer means for less than 30 days. Therefore, when the term lishana zu is mentioned, we can say that it will be for 30 days if the rental started Echad Ba'Adar, the beginning of Adar. And likewise, if a person came the last day of Adar and said that I'm going to rent it to you for a year, so then it's not going to be for one day, as the Gemara just explained. V'eimo Tishrei. Why not say that the cutoff point for house rentals, that the year ends with Tishrei? The Gemara answers, Stam ki ogar inish besa, the accepted behavior of people when they rent houses next to Tishrei, as Tishrei is approaching, l'kulu yemois hakshomim ogar, people will rent for the entire rainy season. Rainy season beginning in the Tishrei time period, so that a person, if he's renting toward as Tishrei approaches, let's imagine he's renting at the beginning of the month of Elul. So that's what Rashi calls Somuch L'Tishrei, coming near Tishrei. People who rent at that time of the year don't intend to start moving around and transferring locations, finding new rentals during the rainy season. The rainy season lasting from approximately Tishrei till Nisan. Therefore, Tishrei is not the cutoff point. So, what have we seen so far? We have a Yesh Omrim, that means it was an additional opinion that added to the list of Rosh Hashanim. We saw in the Braisa at the beginning of Omer Aleph the issue of Schirus Batim. What about the Tana Kama, the first Tana in that very source at the top of Omer Aleph, the source that we began with today? He doesn't mention. He mentioned three items regarding the first of Nisan. He didn't count Schirus Batim. That's the Gemara's reference here to the Tana Kama de Braisa. Vitana didon. Notice the double underline again. This is a repeating question. What about the first Mishnah of the Masechta? Why don't they view Aleph Nisan as a cutoff point with regard to rentals? The Gemara answers, Benisan nami mishkach shchiach kitri. Kitri are clouds. Mishkach shchiach means common. It's common to find clouds. Clouds are common. Rain clouds are common in the month of Nisan also. So in the mind of the Tana Kam of the Braisa and our Tana from the beginning of the Masichta, it would appear then that a person who rents, let's say at the end of the summer, and he's renting, his rental will continue till the month of Iyar. As we said before, when people rent near the rainy season, their intention is to rent for the entire rainy season. So that as far as house rentals are concerned, in the mind of our Tana, the Tana Kama the Braisa, Nisan is not a cutoff point, based on this idea that rain clouds are common in the month of Nisan also. So Nisan becomes part of the rainy season that we referred to before. Ve'echod be'elu Rosh Hashanah l'maiser behema. Our Mishnah mentioned that the first of Elul is the new year with regard to animal tithing. Before we go on in this Gemara, we have a sugya that essentially continues till the top of Ches Amud Aleph. On the side of the Gemara, we have a topic heading where we try to outline the structure of this Gemara, first verbally, and then we'll get into the geometric forms later. But under the Nosei heading, we've written, Mishnosenu nireis ki'ilu reisha v'seifa Rabbi Shimon u'mitziosa Rabbi Meir. We're going to have a very common problem here, where the structure of the Mishnah appears to be such where you have two authors in one Mishnah. Namely, the beginning and the end, the latter part, are authored by Rabbi Shimon, and the middle authored by Rabbi Meir. That's an uncomfortable situation for us to be in. Ekev kach, as a result of this, Rabbi Yosef will explain the Rebbe he, that our Mishnah is really a singular author. It's Rebbe, Rabbi Yudah Nossi, the Nossiv lo aliba de Tanoi. And he constructed a Mishnah by drawing on different earlier Tanaic opinions. By Hemshech, a Gemara dona. As the Gemara continues, in the continuation of the Gemara will analyze b'mahu kavonas ha'dikotoni. What is the meaning of that which the Masechta opened up with arba rosh hashanim heim? What does that mean? Bizman shenira diyesh yoiser al kach. When we look at things, it seems that there are more than four rosh hashanis. Ravav Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Noislin Chuvos. We'll see in the Gemara that, and we've circled their names. You can see a little more than halfway down the Omid, these two names, Rav and Rav Nachman, they give answers to this question: is what is meant by four Rosh Hashanah Heim when it appears that there are more. Later, we'll get to the geometric forms when it's appropriate. Now, the Gemara. Our Mishnah had mentioned that the first of Elul is considered the Rosh Hashanah for Maaser Behema. That means that animal births that take place between that took place right up till Elul, between this Elul and next year's and the next Elul, are considered one unit of time, and that when you tithe animals, you tithe one out of every 10 animals that were born that given year. You are not to use animals of 1 year to exempt animals of another year, so that the births of animals in 1 year are tithed in and of themselves, and you don't use them to serve as a tithe for, let's say, a previous year's animal births. And as we said, the year is established by Echad Be'elul. So who is that? Moni, who is of that opinion that Echad Be'elul is the Rosh Hashanah for Meiser Behemoth? Rebbe Meir he disnan. It's Rebbe Meir, as we see in this Tanaic quote, Rebbe Meir Omer Be'echad Be'elul Rosh Hashanah LeMeiser Behemoth. So that's clearly, our mission then clearly reflects Rebbe Meir's opinion. U'lirigolim, our Mishnah mentioned that Echad B'Nisan is a Rosh Hashanah l'rigolim, and what did that mean? So we explained that that has to do with the holiday that comes out in the month of Nisan is the first of the series of holidays that determine whether one is going to be in violation of Baal Ta'achir. So the Mishnah is telling us that regarding holidays, there is an order, and that order begins with Nisan. Moni, who is of that opinion? Rebbe Shimon he. That is the opinion of Rebbe Shimon, who we had learned in the past quite extensively, says that you need to have Kisidron. The months, the holidays have to appear, have to pass in order, in their chronological order, in order to establish Baal Ta'achir. So the reference in the Mishnah to Regolim is a Rabbi Shimon idea. Emo Seifa. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Oimrim, Be'echod B'Tishrei. Regarding Meiser Behemo, you have Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon. We're emphasizing Rabbi Shimon with our markings that the beginning of the year regarding Meiser Behemoth is the first of Tishrei. So now, in looking at the Mishnah, the issue of Regolim, that was found at the beginning of the Mishnah. And that is authored by Rabbi Shimon. We see the Hemshech of the Mishnah, also Rabbi Shimon, where he appears as establishing Meiser Behemoth as Echad B'Tishrei. Between the matter of Regolim and Rabbi Shimon here by Meiser Behemoth, you have the opinion of Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir is sandwiched in between Rabbi Shimon's. Is that acceptable? Omar of Yosef, Rabbi he, V'nosiv lo alibo de tanoi. The Mishnah, let's say, starting from the opening of the Mishnah, the Reisha of the Mishnah is authored by Rebbe, and he quotes what he does, drawing from different Tanoim. B'Regolim Savarlo K'Rabbi Shimon, regarding the matter of Regolim, which ties into the Baal Ta'achir issue, don't delay in bringing sacrifices, that is violated upon the passage of the holidays in their formal order. Rebbe holds like Rebbe Shimon on that matter that requires Kisidron. Uva Meiser Behemo Savar Lo K'Rebbe Meir. And regarding the date for establishing the new year regarding Meiser Behemo Echad Be'elul, Rebbe holds like Rebbe Meir. So the Reisha, the opening part of the Mishnah, is really not two authors, but it's Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, we call Rebbe. If that be the case, that the beginning of the Mishnah is Rebbe and not Rebbe Shimon, why does the Mishnah say Arba'ah? There are four Rosh Hashanahs. Chamisha Havu. There are really five Rosh Hashanahs. Now, in order to understand this, Rashi is essential. So we look a couple lines up, and in the Rashi, Ihochi, Dechad Gavra Omra Lamas Nisan. If it is so, as Rav Yosef claims that it's one author of the beginning of the Mishnah, V'nosev Milsei, and he brings in his teaching Chado Kechad Tano, and choosing different Tanoim for the different points of law, Chamisha Roshei Hashanim Ninu. Well, we then notice then that there are five Rosh Hashanahs, and Rashi lists them. Echad B'Nisan, that's the beginning of Nisan for Melochim. Then Tesvav B'Nisan, that's a reference to the Regalim. Tesvav Nisan is the date of Pesach. Pesach is the first of the holidays regarding the Baal Ta'achir issue. The Echad Be'elul, that's Shitas Rebbe by Meiser Behema. The Echad B'Tishrei, the first of Tishrei, regarding the halachas that were mentioned in the Mishnah, for example, Shemitah. The Tesvav B'Shvat, the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos, Shitas Beis Hillel, the 15th of Shvat. Now you can see there are five Rosh Hashanahs. The Mishnah said there are only four. Ha Nicha, things would be okay, E Mukmis Law the Resha Karebi Shimon Shapir. If you would have set up the Resha of the Mishnah like Rebbe Shimon, then things would have been okay. The day, according to Rebbe Shimon, Arba Ninhu. There are four Rosh Hashanahs, the Lesle Echad Be'elul. Echad Be'elul wouldn't be in the counting. Rebbe Shimon holding that the first, that Meiser Behemoth's Rosh Hashanah is Echad B'Tishrei. Elo Echad Tano Amrinu, if it's one Tana that said all of the points in the Reisha, then Kashya, then this becomes a difficulty. Now, without Rashi, I personally would not have had any clue as to what the Gemara is referring to. But Rashi made it very clear that the five that the Gemara is bothered by are the five that we just listed off in the Rashi. Echad B'Nisan, Tes Vav B'Nisan, which is the Regalim, Echad Be'elol, Echad B'Tishrei, and Tes Vav B'Shvat. So what are we to do with regard to Rav Yosef's answer? How do we explain four Rosh Hashanahs? Two answers. We have Rava and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. Omar Rava Arba'a L'Divrei HaKol. First of all, Rava says, as Rashi explains, that we're going to keep Rav Yosef's approach, that the Mishnah is authored by Rebbe, and Rebbe personally says there are five Rosh Hashanahs. However, how do we explain the four that's referred to in the Mishnah? Four are L'Divrei HaKol. Four of the five are unanimous. In other words, there is agreement between Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Shimon that there are four Rosh Hashanahs. The Rebbe Meir, Arba Dal Regolim. According to Rebbe Meir, there are four Rosh Hashanahs. Just take out of the list of five, you take out the reference to Regolim, the Tesvav Benisan, because Rebbe Meir's opinion regarding Baal Tachir is, in fact, if even one holiday goes by, as we learned back on Daf Dalid, so he doesn't have the 15th of Nisan as being a Rosh Hashanah regarding Regalim. The Rebbe Shimon Arba, according to Rebbe Shimon, also there are four Rosh Hashanahs, Dal, Meiser, Behema. As far as Rebbe Shimon is concerned, you don't have to count in the list Echad Be'elul, because according to Rebbe Shimon, it's Echad B'Tishrei, which anyway is a Rosh Hashanah for Shemitim. So both according to Rebbe Meir and according to Rebbe Shimon, there are four Rosh Hashanahs. Exactly how you count them, which ones are the Rosh Hashanahs, so there's a machlokes. We continue in the Gemara. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Omar. Arba'a, how do we explain the four in the Mishnah if, in fact, Rav Yosef is correct that Rebbe is the author? So the four is not a reference to four dates, but rather a reference to 4 months. Arba'a chodoshim. There are 4 months. Ubohen kama Rosh Hashanim. And in the 4 months, there are several different Rosh Hashanahs. What are the 4 months? Nisan. True, Nisan may have two Rosh Hashanahs in it. But Nisan, Elul, Tishrei and Shvat. So Arba Rosh Hashanah means 4 months in which you find a number of Rosh Hashanahs. Meisvei, the Gemara raises a question, and this question, you will see in a couple lines, is directed at both Rava and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Meisvei, Shisha Asar Benisan Rosh Hashanah Lo'imer, Shisha Besivan Rosh Hashanah L'Shtei Halechem. We have 2 new year beginnings. The 16th of Nisan is a Rosh Hashanah, is the beginning of the year, regarding the Omer. The Omer is a grain offering, it's a barley offering, a meal offering brought in the Beis HaMikdash, which allows the newly developed grains to be used by the general public. Up till the 16th of Nisan, when the Omer offering is brought, the grains that grew in the recently grown grains are forbidden. They're called chadash, they're new ones. In order to matir the chadash, in order to allow the new grains to be used, the Omer offering has to be brought, and that's on the 16th of Nisan. So the 16th of Nisan represents the beginning of the year regarding the use of the new grains by the general public. Shisha b'Sivan, the 6th of Sivan, that, it just so happens to be Shavuos, is considered a new year regarding the Shtei Alechem. The Shtei Alechem are 2 loaves that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash along with 2 sheep, known as the Kivsei Atzeres. Upon the offering of the Kivsei Atzeres, the Atzeres is Shavuos, the Shavuos sheep that were accompanied by these 2 loaves, that allowed the Beis HaMikdash to use the year's new grains for meal offerings, for menachas offerings, etc. So the Beis HaMikdash, they had to wait another, basically 50 days, they had to wait till they could use the new grains. But you can see that the 6th of Sivan represents the beginning of the year regarding the Beis HaMikdash use of the new grains. So we have 2 more new years over here. L'Rava Lisni Shisha. The Mishnah at the beginning of the Masechta should have mentioned that there are 6 new years. There are 6 new years, Rava would say, according to everybody. According to Rabbi Meir, we accounted for 4 new years, but here are another 2. And likewise, according to Rabbi Shimon, we had already accounted for 4 new years. Here are another 2, total of 6. L'Rav Nachum or Yitzchok Lisni Chamisha. According to Rav Nachum or Yitzchok, the first mission of the Masechta should have said Chamisha. Meaning, according to Rav Nachum or Yitzchok, the number at the beginning of the Masechta reflected months. There are a number of months. There are 4 months in which there are several new years. Well, according to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, who's interested who claims that the Tana was interested in listing months, should not the month of Sivan be added? Granted, Shishos or Benisan doesn't need to be added because he already accounted for Nisan as one of the 4 months. But Sivan wasn't accounted for, so should there not be 5? Should the Masechta not open up by saying Chamisha Rosh Hashanah Heim? Now we encounter the triangle marking, and on the side under the Mivneh we read as follows. Gimel Tshuvos, we're going to see 3 answers. La Sheila Shehuk Shalrovov Rav Nachman Yitzchok. 3 answers to the question that was just raised on Rav and Rav Nachman Yitzchok. Mehadi Katoni De Tezayin Nisan Vivov Sivan Gam Kein Rosh Hashanah Heim. The Gemara. And we could note, by the way, that you see a double underline that we use to highlight the expression ki kochoshiv, that when is it, what governs the listing, that has to be explained, what in fact governs the listing. And we're going to see a dashed underlining where under the expressions vahare regolim, vahare yovlos, these are questions that you'll see appear in a repetitive fashion under Rav Papa and later under Rav Shisha Brei de Ravidi. The Gemara. Omar Rav Papa, ki kachashiv, midi dechayel miurta. The Tana at the beginning of the Masechta was interested in recording Rosh Hashanahs that set in miurta, with nightfall, with the onset of the day. Onset of the day in Jewish law, generally speaking, is based on the night that precedes that day, the onset of nightfall, miurta. Midi de lo chayel meurta, events that don't start or take place at night, lo kachashiv. So when you look at the most recent questions concerning the Omer was not offered at night, it was offered during the daytime. Likewise, the Kivsi Atzeres that accompanied the Shtei Alechem, they were offered during the day. So they don't belong in the Mishnah. Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek. The Gemara asks, is that really so? V'harei regolim, d'lo chayli mi'urto v'kachashiv. The matter of regolim. Now, the matter of regolim had to do with the issue of Baal Ta'acher. Rashi explains this question, and let's look at the Rashi together. The line right under the Gemara text, v'harei regolim, d'kotoni masnisin li'inyan Baal Ta'acher. The matter of the holidays that the Mishnah taught regarding the violation of delaying and bringing sacrifices, Baal Ta'achir, the Kosaka Daitoch, Zman Baal Ta'achir Lav Mi'urtahu, Kishikidesh Hayom Chayel, Elo, Ad Shetovo Shosh Shibuya Lahavi Nidor Midovis. The thinking is that the time of Baal Ta'achir is not something that sets in at night, but rather it sets in at a time that you could have brought sacrifices. The time for bringing sacrifices is daytime. That's the Zman, that's the Shah, Shehi Ru'uyulavi Nidorim Nidavas. V'ein Zos Ad Shiyakriv Tomit Shel Shachar. The time at which voluntary sacrifices, which we call Nidorim Nidavas, can be offered, that time is only after the daily public morning sacrifice is brought, the Tomit Shel Shachar is brought. She'ein korban koidim lo. Other korbanas cannot precede that korban, that sacrifice. That being the case, so why does the Mishnah mention regolim, which we're thinking right now is not something that is chal, that starts from the night? The Gemara answers, Kevon shitzorach le'asuye me'ikora. Since we're talking about someone that had a responsibility, had an obligation to bring his sacrifices from before, when we speak about Baal Ta'achir, that's the point at which he finally is in violation, but the obligation to bring had set in before. Mechayev v'koy, he's already guilty. So it's not accurate to say that the guilt sets in only upon the daytime. Therefore, we can say that it is something that is chayel me'urta. V'harei, the Gemara asks, v'harei yovlos, d'lo chayli me'urta v'kachoshiv. The Mishnah had mentioned that the first of Tishrei is a Rosh Hashanah liyovlos. Now, yovel is something that sets in upon the blowing of the shofar, and the blowing of the shofar is something that takes place by day. The Gemara responds, Rabbi Shmuel Benoisha Rabbi Yochanan Brokehi, the first Mishnah of the Masichta is authored by this opinion, Rabbi Shmuel, D'Omar Me Rosh Hashanah Chayel Yovel. He says that the Yovel begins not with the blowing of the shofar, but rather with the onset of Rosh Hashanah. The opinion that says blowing of the shofar is that opinion is associated with Yom Kippur. But this opinion that says Yovel starts Echad B'Tishrei, That is the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, Benush Rabbi Yochanan Broka, and with regard to his opinion, Yovel sets in with the onset of Rosh Hashanah, which does start at night. Rav Shisha Braid Rav Idi Omar. He is a number two that has to deal with the issue of how is it that the Mishnah at the beginning of Masechta says there are four Rosh Hashanahs when you see Tes Zayin Nisan, you see Vav Sivan as also being considered Rosh Hashanahs. Why aren't they considered as well, adding to the number of Rosh Hashanahs? Omar, so Rav Shisha says, Ki Kachashiv, what is listed, Midi Delotoli B'maisa. Items that are not dependent upon an action. Midi Delotoli B'maisa Loi Kachashiv. Things that depend on actions. For example, the offering of the Oimer, the slaughtering and offering of the Kivsei Atzeres, the sheep that accompanied the Shtei Alechem that we mentioned before. Those involve actions. Hence, the Mishnah at the beginning of the Masechta that mentions four Shoshanas was not interested in including these two additional cases. Question. Notice, as we mentioned earlier, the same type of question appears under Rav Shisha as well, Vare Regolim, and then we'll see at the top of Chesam and Allah, Vare Yovlos. We're going to be asking from those topics, but in this case, using them as a basis of a question on Rav Shisha's approach. Rav Shisha emphasized the issue of mice of action. Vare Regolim, Midi the Tully B'maisa, the issue of regolim, the issue of Baal Ta'akhir. And again, the thinking right now is that Baal Ta'akhir sets in upon the offering of the Tomet Shel Shachar. That's the time at which a person could have brought his sacrifices and he didn't, so he is at that point in violation of Baal Ta'akhir. Is that not an action? The offering of the morning daily sacrifices? And yet the Mishnah does count it. The Gemara answers like we answered before. Baal Ta'akhir Memeila Chayel. Baal Ta'akhir, that sets in, the violation of having delayed sets in as soon as the nighttime following the last holiday begins. It happens without the actual bringing of the Tomet Shel Shachar. He is said to be in violation of Baal Ta'akhir simply at the onset of that day. Question. Vare Yovlos. Is Yovel in fact not dependent on the blowing of the shofar, and that is an action? The Gemara says, no, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan Brokahi. The same type of answers we gave before. The Mishnah is in accordance with Rabbi Shmuel, who says that the Yovel is not dependent on the blowing of the shofar, but rather is dependent on the onset of Rosh Hashanah, which is not an action, just a question of the time, the nighttime ushering in Rosh Hashanah. That is the time that the Yovel year begins. And it's not dependent on a Maisa. Rav Ashi Omar. Rav Ashi also addresses the issue of four and not seeming to mention the Rosh Hashanah for Oymer, Rosh Hashanah for Shtei Alechem. Rav Ashi Omar, Arba Roshei Hashanim Heim Shehein Be'arba Roshei Chadoshim. The Mishnah is telling us that there are four new years that fall out at the beginning of months. And that is true with regard to 4 months. You have the first of Elul, the first of Tishrei, the first of Nisan, and the first of Shvat. Now, the first of Shvat, let's think for a moment. Where did that appear? That appeared as the Rosh Hashanah for Ilonos, regarding fruit trees. And who said the first of Shvat? Beis Shammai. Now, as you are probably well aware, Beis Shammai represents an opinion that's not generally accepted halachically, in other words, as determining halacha. It would be very odd then to have a stam mishnah. We have an unnamed mishnah at the beginning of our mishnah. There are no names, and yet, and that is, by the way, an unnamed mishnah is generally speaking authoritative. So it'd be very odd, though, to have a mishnah declaring that there are four Rosh Hashanahs that come out at the beginning of months, and one of them is Echad Bishvat, which in fact is in accordance with Beis Shammai, an opinion that we wouldn't accept. So the Gemara asks, Be'echad Bishvat ke'Beis Shammai? Are we to then understand we have a Stam Mishnah like Beis Shammai? The Gemara answers, Hochi ko'omar, Shloisha ledivrei ha'kol, Be'echad Bishvat machloikis Beis Shammai u'Beis Hillel. This is a bit terse, but we look at Rashi. Hochi ko'omar, Tano de Masnisen sosam bereisha echad bishvat b'roshe shonim. It is true that the Tana mentioned in a stam without a name, in an unqualified fashion, that there are four Rosh Hashanahs at the beginning of months, and one of them was the first of Shvat. V'hodar porosh v'ozil b'seifa, and then the Mishnah, being aware of this, that echad bishvat is controversial, the Mishnah then goes on in the end to say, Be'echad Bishvat, Rosh Hashanah Liyam Divrei Beis Shammai, Lameimra, to tell us, Deha Desosam Bereish Arbo Rosh Hashanim Berosh Hashadoshim Lav Divrei Hakolhi Elo Abeis Shammai Koi. So that the Mishnah lists off four Rosh Hashanahs that fall out at the beginning of months, but doesn't leave it at that. It tells you that the Echad Bishvat, which was one of those four Rosh Hashanahs, is in fact controversial, and that is in accordance only with Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel disagreeing. Beis Hillel, of course, representing a more authoritative point of view. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.